New Country Z100, it's Toby Keith and Drinks After Work, and good morning, it's Kent with you here today, joined in the studio with Murfreesboro Mayor Will Stevens. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Hey, good morning. It's a pleasure to be on.
Man, thank you for coming on over here at the crack of dawn this morning, and it's a busy time in Murfreesboro. You guys have got it going on here, and Saturday you've got a big event.
We do have a big event on Saturday. It's the Art, Wine, and Blues Fest. This is the, I think, 24th year. There's been a couple years whenever it didn't happen for various reasons. But in any case, gates open at 11. Music starts at noon. We have five bands: Alex Kurt, The Phonics, Ivis John, Big Mike Aguirre, and the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band.
Wow.
Ripley Pryor, as well as Big Larry, two local guys that a lot of people know. And it's only $10.
That's good enough.
You know, you can't beat it. I've paid $10 to get in places in Chicago that had, you know, one guy banging on a guitar in the corner.
Right, right.
So it's a great event, and we got a lot of things going on.
You got food happening there as well, barbecue all day. And I think it's cool when you have an event like this, it's just $10. You can bring the whole crew out to Riverside Park. And I've seen some pictures on your Instagram, because you guys had concerts out there at that band shell. Mm-hmm. That is like a community treasure out there, that area.
It really is beautiful. And as a matter of fact, the Park District just recently power washed it, and it's really sparkling. Yeah. It's the Art, Wine, and Blues Fest. So I also want to mention we've got 16 art vendors. So if you want to do a little shopping, you can do that. We've got wine from 8 different wineries. Vinegoni Beer Tent is going to be there as well. And something new this year that we're doing is that I shouldn't say every, let me back that up, try again. The first 100 kids ages 10 or under are going to get a free harmonica. And so you can't you can't beat free stuff, right?
Right. And who knows, we might have the next blues great in the making right here.
The first time I saw live blues music was at the 1996 Murfreesboro Blues Festival. And so the reason I put that particular giveaway together is because hopefully a young person will hear the music. Maybe they'll have this instrument. It'll be something that they'll pick up and carry on throughout their life.
Well, I'll tell you what, this Chris Jansen, who we play on the countryside, he plays the harmonica like crazy. And I asked him when I interviewed him, it's like, how did you learn how to do that? And he said, well, I picked it up at a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
And I learned how to do it because I could make extra money because bands were needing it.
That's right.
So who knows what this is going to do? First 100 kids, free harmonica in Murfreesboro. Just get to Riverside Park. The gates open at 11. Music starts at noon. All day deal. And it highlights, you know, local music, local artisans, and our local wine.
That's right.
And love it.
Food from Pat's Barbecue and Hot Wheels food truck.
Okay.
Which is a new Murfreesboro-based food truck. It's pretty cool.
Cool. Well, real quick, I know you got to go to Tom Miller, and he's going to ask you all the hard-hitting questions on news radio, which
sweating.
I know you're ready for.
I'm sweating.
I saw your notes over there.
I do.
Couple other things coming up. We've got the Apple Festival and the Barbecue Championships, right?
That's right. Yeah, Apple Festival, the 14th through the 17th. People that have been in and around Southern Illinois, you know what the Apple Festival is about. It's a great family-friendly festival. The parade on Saturday starts at 11. It's the second longest parade in the state of Illinois.
Wow.
And we've got a lot of great bands coming from around the area, marching bands. And, you know, it is the Apple Festival. The carnival rides, the food. Mm-hmm. It's a great time. And then also the Murfreesboro Barbecue Championships. I was talking with Mike Mills last night. He's got, I think, nearly 90 teams coming this year.
Yeah.
From some of them from as far away as Germany. And so that's a great event.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, who loads up a grill in Germany and flies to Southern Illinois, right?
Well, when they come to the barbecue capital of Illinois, they do.
Absolutely right, they do.
That's what I'm talking about. It's Murfreesboro. They got it going on. Get out there this Saturday for the Riverside Art and Blues Festival. And then we'll give you one other memory really quick.
I'm ready.
Because I was a Frankfort kid, and whenever it was Apple Festival time, we'd make a journey over. But before that, like on Saturday morning, I would turn on Channel 8.
Mm.
And it was Irv Kopey and Virginia Marmaduke set up at the parade, and they would call the action as the floats went by. And it's the Kiwanis Club.
Right.
And, you know, it was just... But that's when, like, every band in the state of Illinois was...
Was at the Apple Festival parade.
And drums at Apple time. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this. The main thing is this. The next 3 weekends, you better be in Murfreesboro because there's going to be something going on, and it is great fun for the entire family. Will Stevens, thanks for being here, brother.
Hey, man. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thanks for everything you do.
Well, I appreciate you, and I'm going to go get one of them free harmonicas.
You do it.
I'm telling you. It's in Murfreesboro, Riverside Park.
You better shave before you say you're under 10.
I know. I'm going to try and sneak one out of there. Kent and the Country Morning Show. Good morning. Hold on, more to come. And Verna is on the way about 7:40.